And it's based on the Torah that I received from Mori Rabbi Agon Ruchaim Horowitz Shlita. In Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Shmuel says, Hekdesh Shove Mane. If there is Hekdesh that equals a Mane, Shechililo, that one redeemed, Al Shove Pruta, and a Shove Pruta, which is obviously a lot less than a Mane, it's Mechulal, it's considered redeemed, and then the Kedusha is transferred to the coin above Metziah Daf Nizayin Amid Aleph. We say that the reason of Shmuel is because ain ona la hekdesh. There's no fraud when it comes to hekdesh. It's not considered defrauding hekdesh. So that's when it comes to hekdesh. Then in Ma'aseh Sheni, doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara if you can be mechalel a mana's worth on a shavapruta, but Tosis and Bechoros, the Flamed on Alfdi or Maschu Ba'asu, the Rambam Perak Beis, Melchus Ma'aseh Sheni Alech Beis, right, Shehu Hadin, Ma'aseh Sheni, Va'atosis Bechoros Sham. So we have that Ma'aseh Sheni and Neta Revai, the fourth year produce, and both of them can be redeemed, even though the amount of the coin on which it's redeemed is a lot less than the amount of the actual produce. Tosin Tumura and the Chazayin Rabbeinu Zira Maschal Omer write a Chiddush Din that the Din of Shmuel that Hekdesh, Shave Mane, can be Mischalal Shave Pruta. It's only talking about the bailim. If the bailim is podeh, but achar hapodeh, tzarech liftos b'shovyo. If somebody else is being podeh, he has to be podeh according to its actual value, and not according, and not if it's only a pruta. It has to be according to the value. So the chiddush of Tosfos is, it's dafka the bailim. So writes Tosfos, ayin aleph amit beis, and menachos, divar maslan latirin in the second teretz, but Tosfos in you see from that Tosfos and from Tosfos in Chulin Koflamet Heil Med Aleph Divar Maschil Reishis, it's muchach that there's no chiluk between Bailim and somebody else, and all of them, it would apply, the Din of Shmuel will apply universally both to Bailim and to a regular person if they are mechalel the Ma'aseh Sheni or the Hekdesh or the Neta Revai, it can be done even on a smaller amount. So that's a machlokas that we have in the Rishonim. The Minchas Chinuch learns in Mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin that from the Rambam it would appear that he does not subscribe to the chiluk of the Tosfos and Tumura that says that the Din of Shmuel only applies to the Bailim, but rather the Rambam would go along with the other Tosfosim that it apply to anybody. So what would be the difference between Bailim being podeh on less than the necessary amount, less than the equal amount, or someone else being podeh, redeeming on less than the amount? So we find in the Rishonim and Achronim four different reasons. Let us begin. Tosfos and Menachos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Divra Maschil Matirin write, Inami Dafka Bailim, it would appear, says Tosfos, that dafka bailim can be called a shavimane on a shavipruta, because there is no logic to say that anybody could be poda the hektesh of his friend, a shavimane on a shavipruta, and then take it for himself. He's going to take this expensive, if it's your own, it's one thing, but if it belongs to somebody else, something really, really expensive, and then you redeem it on a very small amount, and then you take it for yourself, Tosfos says there's no such svara. If you're the Bailim Mela, so you're taking it back for yourself, so you can do that on less than the requisite amount. But if you're someone else, Mechitesi, the Ritvo, in Bav Metzia, Vav Amid Beis, writes the name of Tosfos. Fikshu b'Tosfos afilu temed dekitcha amai pirshu rabbanim minei lechlu al shavu pruta b'zman ze hekdei shavu mani yochel lechalu afil lechatchil al shavu pruta k'nbuchuk be'erchin b'tirtzu dahani mili b'aylam atzmon al-chem b'ritzon v'al b'akor chlo v'hocha lehochi akdisha shelo yuchal shum adam liftos k'dei shelo yehena mimena chaveiro. So here Tosfos says, what's the idea of making something hekdesh? Your das is that not anybody who wants can be podet. He doesn't want anybody to be able to be podet. In order that the person not be nene. So when a person's makdish something, the assumption is that he doesn't want others to be nene. So if another person could just be podet on a shava pruta, then that would be against this person's intention. So it would appear from Tosis in the Ritva that me'ikar adin, anybody could be podet. Shava mon al shava pruta. Just the bailim could be ma'akev the podet, that he shouldn't be poches mishavyo, he should not redeem it with less than the necessary amount, because he wants that the value of the object be shayich to hekdesh. And therefore, if someone else is poded may ratzon habailim, he could be mechal shava man al shava pruta. So again, the mashmos of Tosfos and the Ritva is that when he's makdish something, he doesn't want that anybody should be able to just be nana from it for nothing. So therefore, it has to be b'shavio if you're not the bailim. But in achinami, if it's b'ratzon habailim, then you could be poded even less than shavio. Even less the amount, even shava man al shava pruta. So that is number one. The second reason given in the Mefarshim, why only the bailim can be poded on less than the amount it's worth, but not anybody else, is given by the Turei Evin. Turei Evin, Megillah of Gimel Amit Beis. Hainu time shesh the chalek bein acher le bailim, mishum de bailim, kevin de hekdesh chol al piv. Ki lav yocholam luftoso belo shovio, shelo b'shovi. Avalachem shenekdesh chol yedeyim, eino padu shelo b'shovio. So, the reason we can be mechalek between bailim and others, because bailim, since hekdesh is chol al piv, it's more kal, it's lighter, it's more lenient, and you could be podet even not for the amount it's worth. You can redeem it even not for the amount it's worth. But others, where the hekdesh isn't chol through them, doesn't take effect through them, they have to be podet b'shavya. Ubebiul dvarav nirah. Shelikboa shovi hachefetz hu chelik mi ba'aluto al hachefetz. It would appear that the pshat in the Turei Evin is that part of your bailus, part of your ownership of an object, is the ability to determine the amount. And therefore, when you want to restore the object that you gave to Hekdesh to your own ownership, you have the right to say how much it's worth. He says, Kevin the Hekdesh chol al piv, meaning since you're the Bailim, you made the Hekdesh, you have this leniency, and you could be poded shelo b'shavyo, apparently because you have the right, part of your bailus, is that you get to decide how much it's worth. But others don't. Ayin Shem in the Turei Evin, again, Megillah 23b. V'ktzat tzarich iyun. This is not so pashut. Because, gam b'kdushat mizbeach, shenafal bo mum, even if you have kedushas mizbeach, that it's going on the Mizbech, that normally you can't be poded Kedushas Mizbech. But if there was a mum, we have this din that you can be poded Shava Man al Shava Pruta. Like the Rambam says, Erchin 7:8. And the question is, Le'achar shekvar avar l'rishut gavoa l'gamrei, after it already went completely to Rishus Gavoa, and there's Kedushas Haguf, how can the Bailim have more power than anybody else? However, so how can it be that this applies even by Kodshei Mizbeach? However, kvar katvua tosvot b'tmura daf lamed bet amud aleph dibur ha-madchil makdishim, ani mitzatet et tosvot v'nara le-morid et ha-ma mishum de b'kodshei Mizbeach yesh shem ha-ba'alim liftotan kishehu memu אבל בקודשי בדק הבית שקדישן אין לבעלים עליהם יותר משאר בני משאר אדם, לפיכך אין בידו להדפיס. בקודשי מזבח there still has a shame bailim to be pulled it when there is a mum. But kodshei bedek habayis, you have no more power, the bailim have no more power than anybody else. And the Achiezer in the second volume in Simon Mem explains Pshat and Tosfos that by kodshei mizbeach shenafel bo mum, Sarach hapoda liknos bedam of carbon l'shem habailim. If it's kodshei mizbeach and a mum fell, the one who's poda the carbon has to buy with the money that he's poda the carbon with a carbon for the sake of the bailim. So we see from this Achiezer, from his understanding of Tosfos, because again, Tosfos says that the shem bailim kodshei mizbeach yesh shem bailim liftosin kishuhumimu. It still has a shame bailim, even when there's a mum. And therefore the poda, you can look there in Tosis in the context, but Rav Chaim Ozer explains in the Achiezer that the poda, the one redeeming it, has to buy a carbon, the shame bailim, because it still relates back to the bailim. So we see that even by kodshei mizbeach, a carbon, the shame bailim still remains. Even after the pidyon. Because this person has to buy a bailim for the carbon. So you see that it's lo avar mirishus habailim legamrei, even kodshei mizbeach. And that would again explain why you have the right to determine the price. V'hine aturei even holid mizeh shebepidyon petel chamor Shelochal hekdesho al piv. What about pidyon peter chamor? That the hekdesh isn't chal through you, because the peter chamor is automatically holy. Im ken kisheino podeu b'seh. Let's say you're not podeit b'seh, you're podeit with something else. It has to be according to the value. Because what did the Turei Avin say? The Turei Avin said that you're the Bailim. He writes, Mishum de Bailim came into Hekdesh Chol Al Piv Kila. V'chon Leftos Ablo Shovio. Shalo B'Shovi. Since the Hekdesh is Chal based on what you said, you have the right to redeem it, even not the value of the item. Which means, as we explain, that the part of your Bailus is that you can establish the price. But by Petr Chamor, which didn't become Hekdesh Al Piv, because the Petr Chamor is Kadosh Me'elav, the firstborn donkey. So if you're not poda b'seh, if you're poda with something else, then you can only be poda b'shovio, because now you didn't make this hekdesh. Only if you made the hekdesh. However, according to Tosfos that we mentioned earlier in the first explanation, what did Tosfos say the pshat is? Tosis says, we explain Tosis. The pshat is that the bailim can be ma'akev. Anybody could in theory be podeh, shava manal, shava pruta. But the bailim can be ma'akev, because he wasn't makdish this, that anybody can just take it for the cheapest price, redeem it for the cheapest price. So the bailim can be ma'akev. So according to that Tosis, by Petr Chamor, the din would be that you could be podeh shalo b'shovio. Because by other hekdeshos, that comes mikoach hamakdish. The makdish can be ma'akev. But hekdesh shachol me'elav, Since the din is eino nala hektesh, and there's no makdish to be ma'akev, anybody can be poded shelo b'shovya. And that's a siyata to the minchas chinuch and mitzvah chabez os dalet, that even by petra chamor, pidyon shavah mana al shavah pruta works. So again, if the vort is that the bailum can be ma'akev, so when they make hektish, they can be ma'akev and anybody else not to be poded for less. But if it's petra chamor, where they didn't make the hektish, they can't be ma'akev. But if the vort is like the Turei Evin said, that the bailum have the right to be, part of their bailus is to determine the price, Turei Evin says, since Hekdesh is Chol Al Piv, since he made the Hekdesh, so that gives him the right also to be poded for less. But if it's Petr Chamor, he wouldn't be able to be poded for less, because he wasn't the one who made the Hekdesh. But according to Tosfos, who says that the Bailim can be Ma'akev the Podeh, but if the Bailim didn't make the Hekdesh, if the Hekdesh is automatic, there's nobody to be Ma'akev. So maybe somebody could be poded for less than the amount. And that's like the Minchas Chinuch writes. And Mitzvah Chaveh, Chav Beis, Oz Dalid, Shigam B'Petr Chamor, you can be poded, Shav Emanel, Shav Pruta. So according to this, we can be motzi a chidush din nifla. In Bava Basra, and daf ayin tes amud aleph, we say that if somebody is makdish, a shovach, a dovkot, to, once had a friend named Dov, and he had a coat, so that was also a dovkot. So if somebody is makdish, a dovkot, to hekdesh, and it was filled with doves, there's no mi'ila on these doves. Tosfos holds that the doves are not shayich to hekdesh because ein chotzer lehekdesh. But according to the Ramban over there, that they're shayich to hekdesh, nevertheless, there's no mi'ila because they weren't mukdash bepeh. So the Gemara says there's no mi'ila. Question is, why not? The Tosfos holds because the Yonim don't even belong to Hekdesh. Ein Chatzer LaHekdesh. The Chamban holds, no, they are Shaykh to Hekdesh. But there's no Me'ila because he wasn't Makdish B'Peh. So now Yesh La'ayin. Yesh La'ayin. Ha'im Yachol Lifdot HaYonim Shaveh Maneh Al Shaveh Pruta. These Yonim that flew into the dovecote, can you be poled to them if they're considered holy, as the Ramban holds? Can you be poled to them from Het? Right, the Ramban holds that they are Shaykh to Hekdesh. No Me'ila, but they're Shaykh to Hekdesh. So can you be poled to them from Hekdesh? Shava Manal, Shava Pruta. So according to the Turei Evin's reason, you can't, because that's like Petr Chamor. What did the Turei Evin say about Petr Chamor? Turei Evin said that Petr Chamor, that the Hekdesh isn't Chol Al Piv, it's Kadosh Me'elav, it's automatically holy. You have to be poded B'Shavyo, you have to be poded according to its amount, to how much it's worth. So here too, here you weren't the one who was makdishit, so you have to be poded according to what it's worth. But according to Tesvis, you could be poded it on a shava pruta. You can be poded for less. Why? Anybody could be poded for less, because there's no bailim to be ma'akev. Since the yonim weren't mukdash al yidei adam, ve'ein bailim shicholim la'akev, then it's like every hekdesh, that the din is that shavimana could be mechulal al shava shava mana could be b'chol al shava pruta. Another suffix. Somebody was makdish a behema balas mum lebedek habayis. So it's a balas mum, can't be brought as a carbon, but he gave it to bedek habayis. And what's the din? The din is that the giza, the shearings, and the milk belong to Hekdesh. Can you be pulled at the milk and the shearings shava mana al shava pruta alo for less than the requisite amount or not? We can say on one hand that since the gizos and the chelev weren't muktash bepeh, you could be pulled al shava pruta, like Tosfos says. Tosfos says that if it's not your Hekdesh, then you can't be ma'akev. Like we said by Petr Chamor. Petr Chamor, somebody else could be poldish alo b'shovya. Because by other hekdeshos that come mikoach ha-makdish, the makdish can be ma'akev. But hekdesh shechol me'elav, the din is ein onah le-hekdesh, and therefore anybody could be poldish for less. So here also, the gizos and the chalav weren't mukdash by him, he can't be ma'akev. Or no, maybe he can, because he was makdish the behema. So the behema gufa, it can't be poda for less, because he can be ma'akev there. So lo alimi koach hagizos va'achalav, the koach of the shearings and the milk is no better than the animal. If the animal can't be nifta for less, neither can the gizos and the chalav. A similar suffix we can make by someone who's makdish a bal mum la mizbeach, that it's flat as kadosh and you could be podit, like it says in Bechoros Yudalad Amid Beis. It can be podit for less or not, because it's here the hekdesh isn't mikocho, meaning it is mikocho. The flat is not directly mikocho, but it's indirectly mikocho. So can he be ma'akiv? Can the balim be ma'akiv or not? So we've gone through two possible reasons why there's a chilik between Bailim and other people when it comes to being podeh shava mana al shava pruta. We saw the reason of Tosfos and the Ritva, the Bailim could be ma'akev. We saw the reason of the Turei Evan, that part of his bailis is to establish the price of the item. We saw an afgamina by Pidyon Petr Chamor, that according to the Turei Evan, he has to make the reason he can establish the price because he's the one who made the hekdesh. He didn't make the hekdesh, he can't establish the price. But if the board is the Bailim, Bailim can't be the Bailim could be ma'akev. If it's Pidyon Petr Chamor, he didn't make it holy, so he's not the Bailim. He's not the Makdish. Makdish can be ma'akev, but here he can't be ma'akev because he's not Makdish. So anybody can be potted for less. That'd be according to Tosfos. We also saw like Abbe Pidyon Yonim Shava Man al Shava Pruta, that fly into Hekdesh's dovecot. So Turei Evan would say, no sale, you can't do it. You can't be pulled to Shava Man al Shava Pruta, because you weren't the one who makes the Hekdesh, so you don't have the power over this to be pulled it for less. But according to Tosfos, you could. Anybody could be pulled it for less, because the Bailim can't be ma'akev because they weren't makdish. They didn't give it to the rishus of Hekdesh. The same suffix with the giza and the chelev of a behema balas mum. We said that on one hand you can say that according to Tosfos that it can be pulled on less than a shava pruta. If they weren't mukdash bepeh, so he has no koach. The Makdish has no koach to be Ma'akev. because the Giz and the Chalev, he wasn't Makdish B'peh. On the other hand, we can say no, that the Hekdesh is because the he was Makdish the animal. He can be Ma'akev on the Gizis and the Chalev. Similar suffix by a hekdesh baal mumlam is makdesh baal mumlam is bech. The vlad is kadosh. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, that summarizes what we learned. It's always amazing summarizing, and we should all have a good summer, a gesunte zomer, as they say. And Ritz Hashem, we will hopefully continue next time. We still have two more reasons, and we will bezrat Hashem see nifla'ot gedolot mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. And sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim ira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.